Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight, we're asking you, as we move into this Mother's Day weekend, what is the best advice that you received from your mother that you ignored and wish you hadn't? Well, my guests are Charlotte Avery. She's a family strategist and author of the book No One Ever Told Me, Practical and Spiritual Truths About Motherhood. And Rasheem Rook, he is a youth advocate and a novelist with some lessons that he learned from his mother figure. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Chico calling from Silver Spring. Thanks for calling, Chico. What's on your mind?
Okay. Mom, I don't mean to put her name out there.
You don't have to. You don't have to put your mom's name out there.
Okay, I won't put it out there.
Okay.
Well, actually, it was two of them. It was my grandma, who I'm going to see this Sunday, and my original birth mom. Both ladies told me to stay out of trouble. And
you didn't listen?
I didn't listen because I'm going to be a dad this November 2017, the 30th.
Oh.
And they're telling me to stay out of trouble, and I do all I can to stay out of trouble. But then, like in the thick of it, like later on down the line, or 2 seconds, I wind up getting back into trouble again. And then I they either put me in timeout, they punish me, they take away my computer, they take away this, they take away that,
mm-hmm.
and then either I learn my lesson or I still get into trouble.
Chico, let us
I do my best to stay out of it, but then...
Well, Chico, let me say that fatherhood will help you stay out of trouble. So congratulations on the pending birth of this new life. So hopefully that the new child will help keep you out of trouble. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Sharon, calling from Hyattsville. Thanks for calling, Sharon. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. I just want to tell you, my mom, Gladys,
uh-huh.
is the best mother in the world. She is the love of my life. She has taught me so much. But what Gladys told me, and I'm getting ready to just pull over so I can talk to you because I was driving.
She said, don't talk and text or drive.
Okay, I'm on speakerphone. But what Gladys asked me, and I didn't understand. She asked me, what's your family like? When you go to pick a man in your life, what's his family like? Does he have a mother or father? And what's their family life like? Because I had a mother and a father. My father died when I was like 23.
Mm-hmm.
And he was such a father, and I was such a daddy's girl. But my mother was so supporting of everything. But she wanted to know what's his family like.
But Sharon, but the question is, did your mother tell you anything that you didn't pay attention to?
I didn't pay attention to that.
Ah, okay.
Ah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
His family was really messed up.
And that got you in trouble.
Several times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, second marriage. What's their family like? His mama is a mess, but I'm trying to do my best because she's my mama too.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But what's their family like? Where'd they come from and what do they believe in and how do you grow in a family where there's a mess? I've got families that I know that it's a rite of passage for the men to go to jail. It's not a rite of passage in my family's life. My mom said you can't go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got no bail fund.
Okay. Well, you make a great point, Sharon, and thank you so much for sharing. I want to ask you, Charlotte, what is it like to be the mother of seven children? And what skills have you developed in mothering that are unique to... you know, to families that perhaps only have one, two, or three, or four, or five children?
Well, you know, for me, being the mom of seven, it's really an experience. I mean, there's never a dull moment.
I can imagine. No.
Never, Harold, like never. And I mean, and all of my kids are different ages. So my kids, I have no twins. You know, they're 13 to 3. And it's a lot of fun, though. I love every minute of it. I love it. But, you know, motherhood has taught me not to take things so seriously because things just happen. You know, kids do stuff and things just happen. Motherhood has taught me to blend my life versus balancing it, because work-life balance really does not exist. So I don't balance. When people ask me, Charlotte, you know, how do you balance everything? How do you balance being a wife and a mom and a business owner and writing and speaking and doing all these things? You know, I just tell them I don't balance it. I blend it. And that's okay. And I'm okay with that.
And what does that mean, blend, as opposed to balancing?
Okay. So, you know, when you're balancing, it's like being on a seesaw. Mm-hmm. You know, you're trying to balance. Everything has to be, excuse me, everything has to be equal. You're giving equal weight to something. But in my life and in life in general, you don't give equal weight to something. You know, today you may give more time to your business. You may give more time to parenthood. But my thing is I make a pyramid, which I call a priority pyramid, and I prioritize my day. I don't do a to-do list. I do a priority list of what's important. And then I just start from the top to the bottom, you know, what needs to get done. And once I do that, it's like putting everything in a blender. I may make a smoothie and say, well, today I'm spending more time with my kids, but, you know, I'm spending a little bit more time at the gym. And for me, it's like, as long as it all gets done, it doesn't matter that I spent a less time here today, but it still made the great smoothie. It's like putting less bananas today, but more bananas in tomorrow, mm-hmm. you know? And so it's just blending it all together instead of balancing, because once you drink it, it's serving the same purpose.
Mm-hmm. Interesting that, you know, when you talk about, you know, modern mothers, Rasheem, when you see modern mothers now, do you think they are different from the mothers that you and I grew up with? Or is it just the times that are different?
That I think it's a combination of both. Times are different. We did not have in popular culture than what we have in popular culture now. There was not a social media frenzy going on when we were coming up. And quite honestly, back then, you know, I'm not going to say that people waited until they were older to have children, because that's just not the case.
They just seemed older to us.
But the reality is there was a larger community back then that would help bring a child together and bring a child up and make sure a child was going to school. And you know the experience. They see you outside doing something wrong, they'll smack you up, and then they'll tell your mama, and you get home and mama smack you up. But nowadays we're having children giving birth, and they're children mentally as well. Mm-hmm. There is a level of immaturity, and I think that goes back to something I said earlier about them just not knowing. And at some point in time, I can't fault you for what you don't know. I'm not going to hold you accountable for what you don't know. So if a young mother comes my way through one of the programs that I'm involved in, my biggest thing is to find out where she is mentally at that point in time, to orientate her to where she is at that point in time, and then put a plan together that will get her someplace better. Understanding that plan has to represent what she wants and what she deserves. And I can't just tell her what she wants. And I'll tell a young mother in a heartbeat. There are very few times that I'm going to tell you no. My job is to make sure that we can put a plan together and support you in doing what you want to do. But if I see you're going to do something that's educational or career or personal suicide, then I'll pull you back from the cliff. And I think a lot of our younger mothers now don't have people in their lives to do that for them.
Interesting. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about motherly advice. What's the best piece of advice that you received from your mother that you did not pay attention to? And what happened as a result of that? Let's talk to Duke. Duke, calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling, Duke. What's on your mind?
Yes, I'm calling in reference to that. Unfortunately, both of my parents are deceased.
Mm-hmm.
And before I get to your comment, I'd like to say, if your parents are alive, you need to cherish that moment, because when they're gone, they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Get into the advice that my mother gave me that I did not take to heart. She said, Duke, enjoy life. When you're gone, you're gone. I'm in a marriage. I've been in a long-term marriage for years, over 20 years. I don't spend no time with my grandchildren like I would love to, you know. I'm going through all kind of financial difficulties. and I work every day, long hours, with nothing to show but bills on top of bills, you know, and it's very stressing. Mm-hmm. And I am an older gentleman.
Well, Duke, thank you for sharing that. And, you know, it's interesting that, you know, Charlotte, you know, mentioned that, you know, kind of at the top of the show. What are you hearing, Charlotte, when you have, you know, somebody like Duke, and it seems, you know, his mother said, enjoy life. Your mother said, you know, watch your money. But it's kind of like the same end result.
Well, if you watch your money,
you can enjoy life.
Enjoy your life.
Yeah.
I mean, and I can tell you, my mom is an example of that, because my mom is retired, but her house is paid for. She's able to run and play, you know, with her grandchildren and, you know, help to be a great part of our support system and things like that. So she's really enjoying her life. I mean, I don't even get to be with my mom Mother's Day this year because she's going to Arizona with her best friend, mm-hmm. you know, for a whole week, which she's so deserving of. But when you watch your money, you can enjoy your life.
Yeah.
Later
yeah.
on. And it really matters.
But it's not always about money.
Well, that's true. But you did say, Duke, that you work every day. You have bills on top of bills. You haven't had an opportunity to enjoy life. So at least it seems that there's a correlation between the two.
And, Duke, there's something I would definitely like to challenge you to do, is try to find moments where you can find something that you thoroughly truly enjoy. Think about
Absolutely.
Things that make you smile. Think about
Absolutely.
Things that, you know, if you were to work for free, what would that thing be? And find 20, 30 minutes, start off maybe a week and do it. Because, you know, we talk about advice for mamas. The one that my guardian gave me was, so long as I'm on this side of the earth, I got another day to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
So you can commit yourself, Duke, to finding something. It's going to take a little work. It's not going to be overnight, and it's not going to be easy, but you do have the capacity, the ability, and the wherewithal to change your circumstance and your situation.
Okay. Well, Duke, good luck to you, and thank you so much for sharing with us. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Al, calling from Maryland. Al, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Thank you, sir, and God bless you guys. I've been listening to you guys ever since the 70s. And God bless the work that you do. And
well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
But I want to give thanks to my mom, even though I lost my mom when I was 12 years old, graduating from the 6th grade to 7th grade. And I always remember I had 7 siblings, 5 brothers, including myself, and 2 sisters. And I always remember she told my older brothers, watch out for the girls. They're going to have babies. And all the 3 elderly ones wound up having babies by girl. They had to drop out of school. They never got there. They didn't get the diploma and stuff like that. And I listened to her. So when my mom died, my second eldest took me to California. So I finished school in California. And I always remember I made sure that I didn't get no girl pregnant. And I made sure that I'm not having no sex because I want to get this degree. I mean, you know, get that diploma. And I'm a happily married man now. I have 3 kids, a beautiful wife. I got, after graduating, I went and took electronics, and I got my degree in electronics. So I'm an audiovisual engineer. I work at the stadium here
Good
in Maryland. My mother's name, I want to mention my mother's name because a lot of my other siblings don't mention her name. Her name is Priscilla James.
Okay.
You know,
Good job, Ms.
Name,
James.
Priscilla Jenkins. And I want to give honest to my mama because I didn't do what the older siblings do. I made sure I graduate, and like I said, I have a happy life. I got 3 beautiful kids.
I heard that, Al.
Oh my God! It's just thank you. Oh my.
Well, Al, thank you so much, and certainly we salute you, your family, as well as the memory of your mother. And although she's gone, certainly I hope you have a happy
James, I want to mention her name all the time because nobody else want to mention it, even though we all Baptists, we go to church. I'm a church member. I play my bass guitar in the church along with the
Al, let me say that even though, you know, your mother's gone, we hope that you can cherish the memory of your mother on this Mother's Day. And thank you so much for sharing with us. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. What is the advice that you received from your mother that you didn't pay attention to but wish you had? We're talking about it. We'll be back in just a moment. Don't you know?
Dear Mama, when I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the streets. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, I'm scared to go home.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our conversation about mothers. Yes, we're talking about your mother tonight. What is the best advice that you've received from your mother that you ignored and wish that you hadn't? My guests are Charlotte Avery, family strategist and author of the book No One Ever Told Me, Practical and Spiritual Truths About Motherhood, and Rasheem Rook. He is a youth advocate and novelist with lessons learned from his mother. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. So, Charlotte, give me a practical and spiritual truth about motherhood.
So, one thing that no one ever told me about motherhood is buy stock in diapers, baby food, and formula. Because you're going to use a lot of it.
Don't need it.
You know, I mean, and you really should buy stock in the things that you use all the time. You know, nobody told me to do that. I mean, I think about that. I'm like, why? With seven kids, do you know how much money I spent in diapers? Because Charlotte Avery did not do cloth diapers. Thank you very much. Didn't do that. So here's a funny one. No one ever told me that a sign that your hormones are out of control is when your child comes up to you and starts rubbing your chin and says, Mommy, are you growing a beard? You need some tweezers, friend. You need to take care of that. Okay? Your hormones are out of control, and you need to get that together.
Oh, my God.
Okay? No one ever told me, and this is for the brothers, you know, men. No one ever told me that after you have a baby, your husband has documented 6 weeks out until the next time he can make it do what it do.
Oh, is that six weeks?
Huh?
It's on the calendar.
Y'all know y'all calendar it.
Oh, okay. Well,
y'all calendar it.
I don't have that experience.
They wait for that 6 week appointment, and I bet I can go to my marriage bed bliss group right now, and there's some brothers whose wives just had some babies. They're like, "Come on, Jesus, 6 weeks.
6 weeks.
Let it be up."
Well, aren't you counting down those days? But see, in your case, the difficult thing is that 6 weeks could be leading to yet another 9 months.
How about that? You know.
Tell the truth.
I mean,
ain't the devil.
It is.
Really, I'd be ashamed. I mean, I'd be afraid to touch you, honestly.
No, you wouldn't. You'd be so happy, you know.
This all over again.
Yeah, gosh.
I know.
Need a bigger house.
I'm telling you, and we had to get a bigger house. I felt some kind of way about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I really felt some kind of way about it when we had to get a bigger car.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Well, that's true. And, you know, minivans are not cute.
They're not.
Not sexy.
But my big passenger van, it actually is.
Okay.
It is actually really dope because if it wasn't sexy, your girl wouldn't drive it.
You know, Rasheem, you get to a point when your big passenger van and you think it's sexy,
right.
you've crossed a line.
You've crossed over.
No, you're
in a different existence.
No,
you ain't in the matrix right now.
It's black. It looks like a stretched Hummer. And it is big enough but small enough that I don't need a booster to drive it.
So you say that, you know, motherhood is fun. What's the downside of what is it? It's not quadruplets or quintuplets or sextuplets. It's what's seven?
The downside of motherhood that I've experienced.
Septuplets. Yeah.
I've experienced, Harold, is, you know, I just have to monitor when I'm going to take a shower. Because my kids
will burn the house down.
No, they will come in and bust in on me. Showers are sacred in motherhood. You don't get to press your face up against the glass window, children, and look at me in all of my nakedness.
Lock the door.
I tried, but they broke the door.
Wow.
What? They broke the lock on the door. I don't even know how the block got broken, Harold.
So where is your husband in all of this?
Oh, no. They bypass him. They bypass Daddy. They come straight upstairs to Mommy. Daddy is right downstairs on the couch, aren't you, babe? You're on the couch right now, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
And they will bypass him and come all the way upstairs to me because they say, well, Daddy's going to say no.
Wow. That's the practical stuff. But what about the spiritual stuff?
Train up a child
mm-hmm.
in the way they should go. That includes potty training, too.
Mm-hmm.
A spiritual education and potty training?
Yes. It is real, Harold. Do you know what it's like to potty train? No, you don't. But to potty train 7 kids before the age of 2, I potty trained all my kids before they turned 2. I had to because it was going to be serious to have kids in diapers at the same time. Like,
right.
I wasn't having that.
Oh, okay.
So, no, I learned tricks. They learned their ABCs during potty training season.
Right,
they learned their colors and their numbers. That's why they're so smart.
I haven't had to worry about potty training in about 16 years.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now here's something, you know, Rasheem, because, you know, obviously you're not a mother. But you know, what do you think, you know, based on, you know, the motherly advice that you've received, that women who want to be mothers should look for? I mean, you know, from a man's perspective, you know, if a man is looking, you know, for a mate and he wants her to bear his children, you know, if you're just looking for a mate, that's one thing. But if you're looking for a mate and you hope that she will someday be the mother of your children, what do you want?
Well, I tend to set the bar pretty high when it comes to that. I think there's this understanding that's kind of been lost over time that mother is the first teacher of that child. An old movie I used to watch back in the days, The Crow. And it was a scene where a mother who had been strung out on drugs and the child was running the streets. And then the main character got to the mother and he said to her that mother is the name for God on the hearts and lips of all children.
Mm.
And I think people forget that the mother is the first person to teach that child. So I'm looking for a woman who's considerate, a woman who's passionate, a woman who's level-headed. If you're going to be a mother, you should, if you do not have those qualities, at the very least try to acquire them. These are things that you can practice over time or fake it until you make it. But what we cannot have are a bunch of people who are inconsiderate, self-centered, and self-serving. Because what happens is then they raise their children to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're talking about motherhood, I think those qualities are the qualities that will set a special mother apart from mothers who are just having kids.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that I find, you know, fascinating. And, you know, we had a guest, and she may be, you know, listening now, last week, Washington, D.C. Teacher of the Year in 2009. Her name is Kimberly Worthy. And Kimberly came in for a show last week, and she had her daughter with her. And her daughter was just... So, and I think her daughter's 13 or 14, and her daughter was so incredibly poised and, you know, well-spoken with, you know, incredible manners. I look at her as, you know, you see her as a lady in training.
Mm-hmm.
And I commented to Kim after the show, I said that, you know, just from my observation, that you are just doing a magnificent job in being a mother. And she was very humble, and she said thank you. But there was also, you know, that the mother's weariness that often comes with that. And, you know, and I just think that parenting as a, you know, in general is difficult, but like you suggested, there is a certain symbolism, there is a certain passion, a certain spirituality that even goes beyond the you know, the mother womb connection.
Right.
And
true.
And I think that, you know, after a child is born, you know, you just, you know, I think that a lot of mothers, you know, modern mothers should always focus on that.
And oftentimes they think it's going to be, you know, sunshine and rainbows. And what's been shared with me is that motherhood is traumatic on the mama. It has ravaged her body. It has ravaged her hormones, her brain.
Except for Charlotte, because Charlotte looks good.
Charlotte knows. Yeah, so it's a traumatic process. And I think even though I set a high bar and I have high standards, I think the mothers also have got to leave enough room to get it wrong, make mistakes, and say it's okay. You have not destroyed your child because you let him eat bubble gum before dinner. There are certain things you can just say, all right, I messed up right here, but I'll get it together the next go around.
I agree with that. I agree with that because, I mean, I've made all kinds of mistakes.
No.
You know, yes. I've made, you know, all kinds of mistakes raising my kids. But, you know, it's not a death sentence.
It's not.
You know, and I'm so thankful that children are resilient. And I'm thankful that they love unconditionally. But you know what? You're not going to get it right all the time. You're just not. Mm-hmm. And we thank God for grace and mercy.
Mm-hmm. And disposable diapers.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah, there you go. Charlotte Avery and Rasheem Rook, thank you both for sharing with us. And certainly, you know, happy Mother's Day, Charlotte, to you.
Thank you.
And, you know, for motherly types, happy Mother's Day.
Mother's Day for them. They're out there.
Yeah. Call her, Rasheem. Call down the Stone Mountain.
I'm going to have to.
Yeah, you go ahead and do the do. Thank you again. I really appreciate you all coming in. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Friday, May 12th. For News Director Renee Nash, reporters Taylor Thomas, Troy Johnson, Millette Green, Bramante Bryant, producer Candace Atkins, engineers Craig Fowler, and Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or Daily Drum WHUR. Now stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night. Have a wonderful Mother's Day weekend and salute your mom, whether she's with you or not. Think about her. Take care, everyone. Good night. From the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was the black queen. Mama, I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man.